The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for November of 2017. In this issue, focus on our work in 2018, our targets, new video, learn about EPSDT, medical transformation in North Carolina, Medicaid transformation in North Carolina, and former client publishes book dedicated to disability rights, NC. So beginning with 2018 targets, focusing our work. Each year, the Disability Rights North Carolina adopts a plan to focus its work on the greatest threats to independence and safety of people with disabilities and the most prevalent violations of disabilities rights laws. We identify these issues through public input and our work with clients. Our plan for 2018, called Targets, is now available on our website. The Target publication includes information about the issue, our goal for the change, the population that will benefit from our work, and the work we expect to complete in 2018. EPSDT, Medicaid for Children. One goal of Medicaid is to make sure that children get the health care they need. That care includes treatment for any disability or health condition. The right to that care is guaranteed under part of the Federal Medicaid Act called EPSDT, which means early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment. It applies to children under the age of 21 who have Medicaid. Our new video explains how EPSDT works, what services it guarantees for children, and how parents can use this important mandate to advocate for their children. Check it out on our YouTube channel, which you can reach through the website or at www.youtube.com/disabilityrightsnc.org. State publishes themes from comments to its plan for Medicaid managed care and releases two more requests for information. In August, the state sought comments on its proposed program design for Medicaid managed care. Last week, it released a document that summarizes the themes for the more than 200 comments it received. In addition, the state released two more requests for information, or RFIs. One addresses managed care operations, including a statement of interest from prospective prepaid health plans, or PHPs. Information about the statement of interest is in RFI Appendix A. The other addresses the financial aspects of managed care, including information on the proposed capitation rate setting methodology. Comments to the managed care operations RFI are due by 2 o'clock p.m. on November 22nd. The PHP statement of interest and comments to the financial aspects RFI are due by 2 o'clock p.m. on December the 1st. For more information about Medicaid transformation in North Carolina, you can take a look at the NCDHHS website, which you'll be able to link again through the website that I'll give you at the end of this broadcast. Former client publishes book dedicated to disability rights, NC. As part of our investigations and monitoring work, our staff visit people with disabilities living in residential facilities and hospitals to ensure that they know their rights and are being treated with dignity, free from harm. That's how we met Bethany Smith. Bethany recently published a book about the years she lived in a hospital and how she fought for her rights. She has dedicated her book to Disability Rights North Carolina in recognition of the support its staff provided to her, both while she was living in the hospital and afterward as she re-entered community life. The book is titled Ward 2 West. Bethany is a 2016 recipient of our Champions for Equality and Justice Award. And that's all for this newsletter. If you have any specific questions or you want to get more information on anything I've read here, you have a couple ways you can do that. You can reach them through www.disabilityrightsnc.org. That was www.disabilityrightsnc.org. You also can reach them over the phone at 877-235-4210, and one more time, 877 235-4210.